Good morning and welcome to the Bible Baptist Hour. Pastor Heaton with you. We've been coming here since 1978, I believe it is, bringing you a message every week. And we hope that somewhere along the line we've been a help to you and a blessing to you. We have in the past, we don't receive it much anymore, but we have in the past received letters and cards from people telling us they listen and blessing they got from it. And we appreciate those. And we hope that you'll take time to listen at the end of our program today when our announcer gives you that information and that you'll drop us a note. All right, Bible Baptist Church. We're located on the east side of the street as you come into Lupton. That way, if you're coming from the north or the south, you can find us easy. Big white building. Parking lot across the street with a big sign in it. You can't miss it, so you can find us pretty easy, I think. 9:45 for Sunday school. 11 o'clock for the morning service, and 6 o'clock for the evening service. Midweek is Thursday night. We have a teen time at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and a youth time for the group 5 to 12 on Thursday night during our midweek service. So I kind of think we have something for everybody to some extent. We don't have all kinds of different programs because we don't really believe in all that kind of stuff. We think it detracts from what we want to do with the Word of God. So the sermon that we started with last week was called Some Great Bible Truths. We'll continue with that on part two today. And I'm not sure what the text will be, so just kind of stick with me and we'll get it here when we get started, all right? We want to encourage you to get a local church. Get in one if you're not. We believe in the local church. We've always believed in that. We've done it ever since we've started. We're not trying to take your pastor's place. We're not trying to take your church's place. We don't want to do that. And you be sure you give all your loyalties to your church, all right? You give your tithes there and your offerings to your church. We believe that's biblical, and we want to stand behind that action. So don't think that we're here to try to get something from you other than your comments, other than your letters, that we would appreciate and that we would strive for. But we're not trying to get your membership of some sort. If you're in the area of Bible Baptist Church and you have nowhere to go here in Lupton area, stop by. We'd be glad to meet you and shake your hand. We have never ask you to support us in any way. We don't believe in that. We've had people send us something once in a while, but we don't advertise that, nor do we say that, nor do any way do we say, hey, how about sending us some money because we're broke? We would do this first. We would stop the program if it got that bad. So we're not going to do that, all right? So we just want you to know that so that you don't get some idea in your head that's what we're trying to do. And churches, I know that's what I was going to talk about next. I could tell you about a bunch of churches, but I don't think that'd be the right thing to do over the radio. But if you'll write me a letter and ask me about a church, I can recommend some to you if you don't have one, because there's some good churches in this area. There really is. And they're serious about their work and serious about serving God and staying clean and getting out of the world. We can recommend that to you. So please, listen closely. At the end of the program, the announcer will give you the address, the information, and then if you'll just take the time to write it down and let us know, send us a note, we'd love to help you. But we can't if you don't write us and let us know, okay? All right, once again, let me just say something here before we get into our message. We have a fellow by the name of Bruce Fry, and he's going to sing a song today called God's Word. It's a good song. I know Bruce, and we've had him in our church, and he's a great fellow. Loves the Lord. Got saved from a life of, you just have to get his testimony and get it. But got saved and was trying to be somebody big down in Nashville, Tennessee, and it didn't work. And God saved him, and he sings for the glory of God today and even preaches. So anyways, Bruce will sing the song God's Word, and then we'll be in the second part of the message called Some Great Bible Truths. And if you'll join us at the end of the program, our announcer will give you the address where you can write, and we'd love to hear from you, all right? Okay, I've taken up enough time. Let's get right to the song and then into the message.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Turn to 2 Timothy. A truth, God expects the saints to live holy. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a... Oh, so my calling is not my choice. Huh? My calling is not what I want to do. My calling is not how I want to live. My calling is a calling of a holy calling. Amen. It has a set apart, sacred purpose to my life. And he did the calling, not me. God expects every saint to live a holy life. See? That's a truth. We know it's the truth. But the part that we accept of the truth is that one day we're going to be completely without sin and God is going to straighten us all up. Until then, it's all right for me to have an RC. Until then, it's all right for me that, you know, lucky strike. Until then, it's all right for me to watch an R movie once in a while. But it's not time to pray, folks. You look up here. Probably need to pray, but it's just not time for it yet. In other words, our idea is that holiness is something that God expects, but not perfection at this point, because one of these days we are going to be. Oh, I wish that were the truth, but let's move on. 1 Peter, you knew this was coming. You see, because God expects that people are going to look at you and I and see Him. Because they're supposed to. That's what the word Christian means. Like Christ. Christian doesn't mean Protestant. Christian doesn't mean Catholic. Christian doesn't mean Methodist. Christian doesn't mean Baptist. We know it doesn't mean Baptist. Christian means somebody is exhibiting the character of who they say they're following. Like Heaton Knight. See, cultic. You understand that? 1 Peter 1, verse 15. He is repeating what the Lord said. But as he which hath called you. Oh, didn't we just read that over there in Timothy? Huh? Help me out here. Didn't we just read that over there in Timothy? Okay. Some of you are still trying to figure out what I'm doing. It's called preaching. 1 Peter 1, 15. But as he which hath called you is what? How many in this room would like to say, or would be willing to say, that God isn't completely perfect? Oh, I'm the only guy. I have my hand raised. How many in here believe God's never sinned? How many believe God can never sin? Same crowd. Huh. Why would you believe that? Because it's what? Well, preacher, nobody cannot sin. Well, you know, I'm not going to stand here and tell you this morning that anybody's ever been perfect, but I want to tell you something here this morning. The reason why nobody's ever is because nobody's willing to try to never. It takes an effort to be the right kind of a person. You'll just get saved and become the right kind of person. It takes an effort to be the kind of person you ought to be. You have to work at it, just like a man who wants to be a baseball, football, basketball star. I heard him say one day the other day about one of those fellows there. I don't know which team is, Oklahoma, one of them. They said that the reason why he's such a good quarterback is because he watches every football video he can get his hands on. And I thought, why is that, that there's not that kind of tenacity among the saints of God that you want to be so right that you'll do whatever you can, you'll study, you'll read, you'll pray, you'll ask God, let me be the kind of person I want to be. Because somehow or another, this truth of holiness isn't really real to us. It's a future thing. We know that off in the future we're going to be holy. But until then, we can just live like hell. It don't make any difference. Amen. I realize that's kind of straight for some of you, but it's still the truth.
That's right.
So he said, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy for what? Now he gave that to his people as they were traveling from one point to the other. He said, I want you to be a holy people. You be holy because I am holy. And it was such a important thing with God that he set aside his tabernacle, and all those things had the sprinkling and had the blood put on them and made them holy, so that nobody but the appointed people could touch the vessels of the tabernacle. You remember what happened to Uzzah when he touched just the outside of the Ark of the Testimony. God killed him instantly. Now, we know that none of those earthly things were perfect. They were made from earthly things. But God said, those are holy things. They're set aside for me. Buddy, they're mine. Keep your hands off of them.
Amen.
You know what God says? I want you to be holy as I'm holy.
Yes.
Now, that's the truth. See what I'm saying? I'm not preaching you what Pastor Heaton espouses and believes. Well, I don't care what the Bible says. I'm telling you, this is what God said, that he expects every saint to be holy. That is a biblical truth. And Pilate said, what's truth? Right there. That's what truth is. He said, well, preacher, do you mean like I got to start today? Yeah, how about start right now? It'd be a good time. Just start right now. Just right now, just say, Lord, as of right now, I want you to help me. I want to start being the right kind of person. I want to pay attention, and whatever he says from the pulpit that agrees with your word, I'm going to try to do it. I'm just going to try to change my life. Rather than saying, well, I can't do that. No, you don't want to do it. It's not that you can't do it. You would tell your child who said, I can't do that. Yes, you can.
That's right.
They've come home and opened their book and said, I can't do this, Matthew said, yes, you can. Seth and I was discussing English the other day. Amen. Dad was trying to help him out. Dad don't know a thing about it. Dad's trying to help him out. We was just trying to decide about that word is. Okay. I said to him, is it a linking verb? He says, I don't know. It's a linking verb. I says, I don't know, but I just remember the words. But anyways, if he said to me, I can't do this, I'd say, yes, you can, Seth. You can, and you're going to try. And we say, I can't. Yes, you can. You just don't want to try. You just don't want to be holy, because if you start living like you should, the neighbors and your friends are going to go, what's wrong with you? And you don't really have an answer to that, because, after all, it is kind of weird. I mean, you know, not having the latest to tell people. Hebrews 9. Verse 27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Let me tell you something. Here's a truth, that judgment day is coming. I know you know that. Knowing that, why do you continue to live like you do? Knowing that judgment is coming, why do we continue to do like we do? Think about it, folks. I mean, we believe that truth. I don't think there's anybody in this room that does not believe what I just read in the Bible. You believe that, and yet you know that one of these days we're going to face God. And why do we keep doing what we do when we know judgment's coming? Because we really don't believe that's the truth. I won't even turn to it. Matthew 12, verse 36, he says that every word a man speaks, he's going to give an account of in the day of judgment. You believe that? Think about that. Every word we speak, we're going to give an account of in the day of judgment. I tell my children, just remember, whatever it is you say, whatever it is you do, you're going to stand before God, whether dad knows it or not. And we know that truth. And why is it that we go ahead and say what we say and act like we act, knowing that judgment's coming? Because we really don't believe that truth. Why do we think that judgment day is going to be one of those days? Hey, good to see you there, Gary. Oh, hi, Bob. Hey, Sally. Hey, isn't it great to be here in heaven? How's the judgment going? Oh, it's great. I'm glad the Lord didn't remember all them things. I think there's going to be a whole lot of Esau-type people around the judgment of God, weeping for and looking for a place of repentance, and the Bible said and he found none.
That's right.
Because it's going to be a little late to judgment for repenting. Turn over Romans 2. I got more here I can give you, so I'm going to have to skip some of it. But I always get more than I can give, and I don't know why I do that. It's the preacher in me, I guess. I don't know. Chapter 2, Romans 2, look at, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Now, I'm not going to go back and give you the whole chapter 1. But you know what he just said? He just said, we're sure that judgment's coming to those bunch of reprobates out there. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Then, look back up here at verse 32, chapter 1. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. How about that? Knowing the judgment, he said they still go ahead and do it, and knowing we're going to get judged, why do we go ahead and still do it?
Amen.
Because I'm not sure we really believe it's the truth. That's hard, isn't it? Romans 14, don't turn there. Verses 10, 11, and 12 talk about the judgment seat of Christ and why do you judge your brother? Don't you know that every one of us will stand before God and give an account of himself? Folks, judgment's coming. And I just heard this morning that Israel has now ventured into Syria. I'm telling you, folks, you better keep your eyes peeled because I'm telling you that land is the key to what's going to happen when the Lord is going to come.
Amen.
They said it's the first time since 73 that Israel's gone into Syria.
Amen.
I hope they keep going and go right on over into Babylon.
Amen.
Now, I'm telling you something. It may be sooner than you expect that we're going to all stand before God and give an account of ourselves.
Amen.
It's the truth. It's right there in that book. I didn't make it up. It's the truth right there. You can read it. Get a concordance. Look up the word judgment. Find it for yourself. Look at Hebrews 6. And I'm going to move on. Bible truths.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to The Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.